Oh, hi, Hector.
Yes, how can I help you?
Hi, it's Kyle at Local Splash again.
Oh, Kyle, sorry about that. Thank you, Kyle.
No worries. I got the two banners, so I'm going to be uploading them to the ad campaign shortly. Okay.
Okay, do you want to do both at the same time or different times?
I thought I'd put on the one for the moment, and then we can switch it out if you like, or do you want me to use both? Because we have got images, obviously, on the ad. Excuse me,
Just
and we
give me just
can
a
have
second. Go ahead.
Look, we can have up to 10 images, but I think it's good to only have one banner like this. So, I think if we use the one for now, and then see how that goes.
Yeah, and wait a few days and use the other one later, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Okay. Okay. And was there anything else? Any other questions that you had, or?
I'm probably going to be curious about how it looks and how it works, how I can do that. Can I go to Facebook and
Okay.
probably put.
Well, now that I've updated it, it will take about 24 hours, and then you know that my colleague gave you the login details for the dashboard, the Local
Yes.
Splash dashboard.
Okay.
So in about 24 hours' time, you can go on there and go onto the Facebook Ads tab, and then you will be able to see the ad preview there on the dashboard.
Perfect. And are you going to
Yeah.
add any notes or any link to the website, phone numbers, and
Yes,
email?
there is.
Okay.
There is. You'll
That's important.
see that. You'll see that on the ad when you, so just check it tomorrow. It should be approved by tomorrow this time. And then you can check there. And then if you do have any further changes you want to make, there's a button on the dashboard where you can say, please change this, or if you want to add something or take something out, you know.
So do I have to approve it?
Oh, no. Facebook approved. I've made the
Oh,
changes,
thanks.
and Facebook will approve the changes. But
Got
what
it.
I'm saying is, once they are approved, you'll be able to see them on the dashboard. And then if you want to make further changes, there's a button on the dashboard to request changes. It will come through to me, and then I can change them for you.
Got it. Got it. Well, is any
Okay.
other thing you think it will do good? Just can go ahead and add it for me. I would highly
Okay.
appreciate that. You know, you're
I
the
will.
expert. I just, you know, I just experimenting here.
Yes. Okay. All right. I will do that. Thank you so much. And then, yeah, have a look tomorrow on the dashboard. You know how to log into the dashboard, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
I have another question before I let you go.
Yeah.
You're the Facebook specialist in Safe Splash, right?
Sorry?
You are the Facebook specialist for Safe Splash, right?
Oh yeah, so it's myself and my colleague. We manage the Facebook pages and ads for the clients at Local
Okay.
Splash. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know Facebook is a good thing to have, and the ads is one of the things that I really like to try. But besides
Yes.
that, I know Facebook, you can post things, you can invite people to be your friends and stuff like that. What else you think is a good thing to do so I can work on my
Yeah,
side
so
to help you out?
Posting is good onto the page. You can't actually add friends to the page, but you can invite people to follow the page or like the page. So if you've got, if you have, sorry, what's the word? A customers or someone that you'd like to ask them to like the page, you can invite them to do that on the page itself as well. And then in terms of posting, you are able to do that on the Local Splash dashboard as well, on the tab called Posts. You can make posts there as well, and that will go through to your Facebook page.
So I can do my own posting, like I want to post a video before and after pictures and stuff like that. I can do
Yes.
that.
Yes, you
Okay.
can either do it on the page itself, or you can do it on the Local Splash dashboard as well.
Great. And I'm not really great on manage all this kind of stuff. if I need your help, can you help me to do that too? Like, you know, I send you the pictures or the videos and you can post it for me?
Oh, yes, that's no problem. If you do that, you can email it through to that email address you sent it through to support@localsplash. But then what you just want to make sure is that you say this is for my Facebook page, and then they'll send it over to me, and then I can add it to the Facebook page, you know, and post it there.
Yeah, I want to participate, you know, in the progress of this. I want to be active participant and provide you with pictures, videos, ideas, you know, campaigns, you know, like a holiday campaign, Christmas campaign, New Year's, you know, whatever, you know, holidays up there, you know, or summer, spring, fall, you know, all that kind of stuff continually.
Yes, that's
you know,
great.
I think that's, I hear that's good to do, you know.
Yes, yes, definitely. So it's good to have a promotion going, you know, and we do add that to the Facebook campaign, and they're even able to make a post about that and also put it on your Google profile as well, so that's no problem.
Right, right. How I can incorporate this Facebook campaign to my existing client? I have a long list. I've been in the business for over 25 years, and I have a long list of existing clients. That I did work one or twice with them a few months or a few years ago or many years ago, but I still have the contact information like emails, address and stuff like that. Can I use this campaign to contact them?
No. So are you friends with them on Facebook?
Not necessarily.
No. Yeah, so what you'll have to do then is actually take the page link and then send it to them asking them to, you know, like and follow your page and leave a review. So I can send you the page link as well that you can send to the people. I can send that in a text message. But you can't do it from Facebook. You'd have to do it on your own. So like you'd email them, please follow us on Facebook, you know, so.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to, you know, get in touch with these people again. Like, for example, I send an email saying, hey, hello, remember me? I am, you know, Hector, the one paying you house several years ago.
Yeah.
And I want to introduce you with my, you know, new Facebook account, and I was hoping you're going to like it or something like that. What do you think?
Yes, that's great. So I've just sent you a text with the link, so you can actually send that to them and say, please follow me on Facebook, please follow the business on Facebook and like the page, and then hopefully that will mean that they see your posts in their feed and they'll like the post and it will keep the page active.
Yeah, exactly. By doing that, they will get in those campaigns that we will send in the future, right?
Correct, yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I do that. All right.
Okay.
Set up the email is something you can help me with, or should I do it myself?
So I've sent you the link, so you'll have to email your clients. We can't, I mean, we don't have that. You'd have to email the clients from your side, you know,
right,
with the link to follow them, yeah, for them to
Got
follow
it.
You on the page. Yeah.
Got it. We'll do that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.